Welcome to the 30 Days with a New Convert audio course. On these Christ-revealing lessons, we will take some time building up our knowledge on some key foundational teachings that seek to nourish the new convert. Of course, if you're not a new convert, it's going to be still beneficial to you, even if you don't fall in this category. Lesson 2. Who am I? I am born again. Who am I? I am born again. Now, on our last teaching, we took some time looking at how the believer is saved by grace. Today, we take a step further into understanding another facet of who the believer is. Another of who you are is that you are born again. The believer is born again. Now, it is very important that we probably take some time to understand the expression born again. Before we get into this teaching, I will want us to look at a prophecy that was prophesied by the psalmist David. Now, David actually was a prophet. And many times, messianically, you know, in his poems and songs, which he wrote, actually had some prophetic content in it, which pointed to a future event about the Christ. So, it means that, right in the Psalms, or in the poems, or in his songs, prophesy of certain events to come, many times relating to Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, relating it to what it meant and what will mean, or what it will mean to the believer, or to anyone who believes. So David is prophesying here about a glorious thing that is to happen in the life of the believer. So we're going to see that in Psalm 102, verse 18. This shall be written for the generation to come. Wow. This shall be written for the generation to come. Now he says, he's now prophesying. And the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Now, he was actually talking about a certain kind of a people which shall be created and they shall praise the Lord. It means they shall have the fear of the Lord and they shall acknowledge him as their God. Because you would not praise the Lord if you don't know him, and you wouldn't be able to praise him if you don't have understanding of what he has done. So, David is actually giving a prophecy on what kind of a people. And he says, the people shall be created and they shall praise the Lord. So, he's prophesying a new kind of a people. A new kind of a creation. Now, Paul, had read the prophets and obviously David's writing, would have come to say and explain the fulfillment of this prophecy. Now, this will be seen in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. A new creation. The man who is in Christ is called a new creation. Now, it's quite an interesting term. Now, that term new creation implies that this man who is a new creation is born a new kind of a birth, different from the natural conception. It's not the natural conception. This kind of a creation is not what we all anticipate. Then he now says, if anyone, it doesn't matter your class, your race, your nationality, your language, your intelligence, your family, it doesn't matter. He says, anyone. Remember, the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord, shall have a foundation of their knowledge in God. They shall praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, anyone can be a new creation. Remember, keep your mind on what we are discussing, is that I am born again. So, the one who is in Christ is called a new creation. Anyone who is in Christ is called a new creation. It's for everyone. Now, Paul will then teach, right, that the great work of regeneration is that there's going to be a change by Jesus, which is his spirit, to those who come to him in faith, or to those who receive him in faith. Now, to those who receive him in faith, they are regenerated. There's a recreation. Of their spirits, then he now calls them the new creation. So it means that being a new creation is heavenly, is a gift from God. Remember, you came to him. If any man be in Christ, how do we be in Christ? By believing. So the moment we believe, our spirits are recreated. It's not mended. No, it's being made anew in Christ, which is spiritual. So, this kind of a creation is one that does not exist to the natural man, because it is not natural. He can't see it with his natural eyes. In fact, when you became born again, or when you received Jesus into your heart, Bible says you were created anew. Now, when you were recreated, it's not the natural. Because if it were the natural, we would see that your hair suddenly becomes very fine and nice. Your body becomes softer than it is. But you realize that when a man believes the gospel, nothing actually happens to him. So it means that that expression, new creation, is not of the flesh, but it's of the spirit. Now, we'll come to that in a few seconds. Right? So, we're going to look at what it means to be born again. Because it's when you're born again that you become a new creation. You're born into God's family. So, Jesus spoke about the new birth, which is how that man will become a new creation. Oh, glory to God. Let's pay attention to something interesting. I want us to take a long read in John chapter 3. So, in John chapter 3, we're going to read verse 1 downwards. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. It means that he had some prestige. And verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him. So he didn't want anybody to know because he was a prestigious man. Then he said, Rabbi. Now follow the story, because Nicodemus asked some very funny questions that we would have asked. But he asked for us, so there was no need to ask. When once we get the story, we are very fine. So he said, Rabbi means teacher. We know that thou art a teacher come from God. He says, yes. Why are you a teacher? Because you come from God. He says that, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. So, he's trying to ask some questions, but he starts very intelligently. Oh, we know you're a teacher. Wow. God must be with you. Now, Jesus is very plain and very straight with him. Listen to what Jesus said. Just slaps it on his face. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Wow. Now, the word kingdom of God is not to be confused. The kingdom of God is to be first brought into God's family and is what God is doing. That is the kingdom of God. God's rulership with men. Right? So, the kingdom of God will mean what God is doing. We can see that God is in man. What God is doing. So, you need to be born again. So, kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ. So, the kingdom of God is simply what God is doing. So, to enter into God's family, to have knowledge of what He's doing, and to participate in what He is doing, is to be in the kingdom of God. So, verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? So you see, Nicodemus is relating the natural birth to what Jesus Christ was talking about, while in fact Jesus Christ was not talking about the natural birth. So Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? Now, you might laugh at such a question, but I think it's an intelligent question. It's a question that, you know, communicates his sincerity to understand what Jesus Christ was trying to say. Then he continued, he makes it worse. He says, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water. Whoa, Jesus makes it even more complicated. So he's saying that, except a man be born of water. It means that this birth is not natural. It's not natural. Because if Jesus has said yes, then enter into your mother's womb and be born again, then we can be sure that the expression being born again and then becoming a new creature is quite natural. But it's not natural. Except a man be born again. Except a man be born again. Except a man be born again. So, the term born again there will imply to be produced from above. To be produced from above. To be produced from above. To be introduced or to come from that which is above. Now, you know, to use the word above is quite spiritual. So, it's like, where is above? We don't see above. To be So, we don't see above. Where is above? Right? Now, follow carefully. Now, to be brought from above there will mean that it is not physical or natural. It's a spiritual activity. It is more or less a spiritual activity. It is more or less a spiritual activity. Then see what Nicodemus is asking him again. Verse 5. Then Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, I want you to pay careful attention to this very scripture, because I'm going to explain something important here. Now, in this scripture, Jesus is explaining something very important. And Jesus explained being born again as being born of water. Follow carefully. So, he explains being born again as being born of water. Now, the Greek word there, which is end, is the word kai. It means which is. Right? So, what Jesus is literally saying here in the scripture is that except a man be born of water, and when I say let's substitute the when there, let's make it kai. I'll explain that more carefully. Which is the Spirit? Can we read that again? Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, which is the Spirit." That means that we can say that to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Remember, I told you it's not a natural thing. It is to be born of the Spirit. It's something your eyes cannot see. It's not natural. It's of the Spirit. It's not of the flesh. Right? So Jesus is saying that, except a man be born of water, which is the Spirit. So, water is being symbolically used to explain the activity of the Spirit. Water is being symbolically used, right, to explain the activity of the Spirit. Now, what does water? What will water do? It will mean a certain kind of a cleansing to make anew, right? So, see what happens in verse 6 and 8 to show that being born again is to be born of the Spirit, and that is to be a new creature, right? See what he says in verse 6 and in verse 8. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Oh, if you were born of your mother, you are born of a mother, flesh is flesh. Then he says, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. So, he explained being born again as being born of water, while water there will refer to the Spirit symbolically. Observe that, you know, in the verses 6 and 8, he still throws light that it's not the flesh I'm talking about, because that which is born of the flesh is the flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit. No one can enter the kingdom of God. So, emphasis was given to the Spirit. Right? Emphasis was given to the Spirit. Now, see what he says in verse 8. Marvel, he says, verse 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus is still confused. He's still in verse 9. He's saying, how can these things be? Then Jesus in verse 10 says, are thou a master of Israel, and thou knowest not these things? Right? So, he is actually explaining being born of the Spirit as being born again. That's the second birth being born of the Spirit. The natural man is born once, right? The natural man is born, but he needs to be born again. That means not natural. He needs to be born into God's family. So he uses a natural instance of being born, like to be born by a woman, to also explain being born into God's family. So that's born again. And being born into God's family, he says, it is spiritual. Glory to God. So, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Verse 6. Now, let's see how he uses the word water. Also. Or, first, let's see how John also uses the word water in other chapters. In John 4:13, Jesus answered and said unto him, whosoever drinketh of this water. So we're going to see how that the word water was used, right, by John in Jesus' words. So, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Verse 14, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. What kind of water is this? Then he says, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Wow. So the water is, right, springing up unto everlasting life. So he's using water to connote the Spirit. Everlasting life to connote the Spirit. So he's explaining that water is life, which is the Spirit as being life. Now, we're going to see that in John 6:63 again. Then he says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So, he explained water as life. So, what we're trying to know is that the word spirit and life are synonymous. The word spirit and life are synonymous. Keep your eyes or your mind on the fact that we are speaking on born again, as relating born again to the Spirit. Right? Keep your mind on that. Don't get far away. So, the word spirit, life, are synonymous terms. In John chapter 7, verse 37, he uses it again. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39 is where the catch is. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So, it's good to have this scripture quoted for bellies flowing with rivers of living water by the believer. But that's not what he's pointing at here. He's actually making reference to what Jesus Christ will do in his resurrection. Right? So, in his resurrection, the Spirit is given. So, out of Jesus, the word belly is the word grave. So, out of Jesus' resurrection, right? Right? Out of Jesus' resurrection, there's going to be a release of the Spirit. Now, in verse 39, he says, but this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. So, in Jesus' resurrection, which is the belly, right? It's giving the Spirit. So, he was actually speaking of something that was to come. because Jesus was not yet glorified at the time which he was speaking. So he's speaking of something that's going to happen. So again, he's likening rivers of living water to the Spirit. Rivers of living water. He's likening water to the Spirit. Remember the activity of water to make anew. Now let's follow carefully. In Ezekiel, also chapter 36, verse 25, an interesting scripture is being explained here. Ezekiel is a prophet and is also prophesying. Is a messianic prophecy. It's something concerning what Jesus Christ will do. It pertains anything concerning Christ and what he will do. Amen. So in Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 25. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you. And you shall be clean from all your unfilthiness. You see water? And from all your idols I will cleanse you. It's cleansing activity. Verse 26. A new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit I will put within you. You see that? And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. And cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. I will put my spirit within you. Now that's what happens when you became born again. Is that God put his spirit within you. So to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. To be born again is to have God put his Spirit inside you. Now his Spirit inside you is what causes the regeneration or the recreation of your old spirit to the new spirit. It becomes one with God. He that is joined with the Lord is become one spirit. So, God putting his spirit inside of you is what changed you into that new creature. Now, that new creature, verse 26, has a new heart. Not a stony heart of flesh. A stony heart. But he calls this a heart of flesh. He puts his spirit within you. Puts his spirit within you. So, to be born again implies to be born of the Spirit. Your spirit, which is your old spirit, is recreated. When Christ, when you received the gospel, his spirit came into your spirit and recreated you. Now, that recreation is a new creature. Glory to God. Now, pay attention to John chapter 3 verse 14. John chapter 3 verse 14. We're going to look at something interesting that Jesus makes reference still to Nicodemus. Because Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. So he must have known some very important things. Right? Now he uses that happening which they will know, which is Moses, because they read of Moses. So he's going to quote in, or he's going to bring in or introduce the happening in Moses, then interpret it in what God is doing today. Then he says, verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, this was a story, you know, in the law, right? And it got to a time the people of Israel were grumbling. And, you know, there was serpents released into their midst. They had an invasion of serpents. Because they will not believe in the words of Moses. So the devil has a way into their camp. And these serpents bit them so badly. In fact, it bites them and they were dying. So Moses is afraid. He says, Lord, are you killing all these people? What's the people are dying? The people you get to me, they are dying. And the people too are crying, and some of them are asking for mercy. I can imagine the scene. Some of them are wondering, God, please help us. And God says, okay, Moses, you know what? Lift up a brass serpent or a bronze serpent. Now, this is what he's saying. Anyone who looks at it receives eternal life. Wow. Now, in the Old Testament, it wasn't eternal life. Of course, anybody who looks at that serpent will live. In the Old Testament, it wasn't eternal. In the Old Testament. So, Moses, I can imagine, he just gets on. He gets on the brazen serpent. Then he puts the serpent right on the wood, and he lifts up the serpent. Then he says, anybody, all that you need to do is to look at the serpent. And as you look at the serpent, you will live. He's not saying the snakes are going to die. He says, you will live. So, all you need to do is keep looking at the serpent. And when you look at the serpent, there is life that is translated into you. So, the more you look, or when you look, you live. Now, Jesus brings that story from the Old Testament to explain that to Nicodemus. And he says, and as Moses lifted up, or as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man be lifted up. So, what are we receiving today? He typifies that as Jesus being lifted up on the cross. Any man who looks at the serpent, looks, receives eternal life. So anybody who looks at Jesus, looking at Jesus, they will be believing in what he's done, receives eternal life. Then he says, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So, he lets us see that whosoever believes in him, right, when Jesus is raised from the dead, will receive eternal life, will receive everlasting life. Now, what did I say that will mean? Remember, he's going to put his spirit in you. So we receive eternal life by his spirit imparted into us. Hence, the new birth, which is being born again, is available by the resurrection of Jesus. If the Spirit is indestructible, our union with him is indestructible. He that is joined with the Lord is one spirit with him. We're joined with him forever. So, the new creature is an amazing being. It's God's Spirit coming to dwell in man that recreates his spirit. Then, that's what we call born of the Spirit. That's being born again. It's not natural. The Spirit is recreated anew. So, being born again will imply that you are being born of the Spirit. You are born of above. Oh, wow. Born from above. And like the natural man, just like when you are born into a family. You see, we have a Siedu family, we have a whatever family. The born again man is born into God's family. Wow. He's born into God's family. He's born into God's family. He's born into God's family. He is now identifiable with God. God can now call him a son. He's born into God's family. He now has God's DNA, which is his spirit. He's born into God's family. And how does a man receive this? A man receives the new birth by faith in Jesus Christ. You receive new birth by faith, which is in Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, he says, being born again. Wow. It means being born from above, having God's Spirit. You have His Spirit now in you. The Spirit is recreated into His Spirit. The Spirit comes to dwell in you. You are joined together. You are the same. So being born again. And what is happening? Not of corruptible seed. Everyone born into this world has a human father. It means that we were conceived of corruptible seed. It's subject to decay. It's subject to deterioration. It's subject to death. But see what he says. He says we're not born of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, cannot be destroyed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So the new creation is an eternal being. The new creation is an eternal being. What a glorious life that we have in Christ Jesus. The believer is born of incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. And this word abides and lives forever. How can you be destroyed? That's the new creation. Now, this creation, which is new or made anew, which is to be born again, God's Spirit put in, born of the Spirit, Spirit put on the inside of you. Wow. Also starts to build up or has, you know, appetites, desires that are likened with their father. Don't forget, you are a creation, a new one, that has appetites likened to their father. You're a new creation. You're born of God. That means you're born of the Spirit of God. You're from above. Yes, you are from above. You have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into His marvelous light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say this to yourself, I'm born again. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm born of the Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's been another wonderful lesson too. And I trust this was a blessing to you. We continue on our next lesson. Mm-hmm.